The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry in the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
Good. Are you in earthquake territory too?
I'm in North Spain. No sign of earthquakes here, but we're up near Oviedo to see the eclipse. Me and my wife on holidays, we saw the eclipse last Wednesday, which was tremendous, but no signs of any earthquakes so far.
Yeah, did you get the 100% view of eclipse? Okay. As the corona
and all
the rest of it.
We're eclipse chasers. We've been before, you see, when we knew where the totality would be. So we had it for, like, I think it was 2 minutes or so. The whole place went dark. It's a great sight, but, you know, marvellous natural sight to behold.
Now, you've been away and we haven't been able to talk to you about Dr. Fauci since his appearances before Congress. It seemed to us at this remove something of a disgrace that a man of his eminence and indeed vintage should be subjected to that kind of treatment.
Oh, yes, terrible, pal. All the scientists are up in arms over this. I mean, here's a guy who did his best, you know, and here he is now being attacked, you know, by Rand Paul, as you may know, as a Republican going after him. Looks just for political reasons, it looks like. I mean, we're not against scientific debate, of course, and there are still questions about the pandemic. That's fine, but not this attack, this personal attack on Fauci. We see this is very, very bad development, really.
Now, he's got, as you say, a lot of support from the scientific community, but that doesn't cut any ice with the Trump administration.
No, and you might say they would say that, wouldn't you? We're going to back him, aren't we? That's natural for us to do that, I guess. 150 very prominent scientists in America wrote a letter defending him, you know. And as I say, I mean, it's just terrible what's going on. But again, we're not against, as I say, people asking legitimate questions about what happened during the pandemic. But they're trying to make him a criminal and scapegoat him, really. You know, it's a bit like Oppenheimer. Remember that movie for Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. where they went after him? Remember McCarthy went after him? A guy called Lewis Strauss attacked him, you know. So we see a parallel of what was happening back in the 50s in America, with this attack.
Now, they've tried to accuse him of being dishonest about the origins of the virus, whether it was in the wet market or whether it was in a lab in Wuhan. And the truth is that nobody really knows.
No, you wouldn't worry if they presented evidence. Let's say it was a proper scientific debate. And they said, oh, here's evidence. Ask him to respond to the evidence. But there's no new evidence at all of any kind. Yeah, they're really getting into him for the origin question, what was done at the time and how was it investigated. The second issue, Pat, is this gain of function. Because if you're seeing this gain of function idea, you can modify viruses to make them a bit more dangerous, you know. And the question is, was that going on in Wuhan or not? And they're asking him, was the NIH funding that kind of research? And they want to get some. He's already answered these questions in the past. Of course, so they're digging into on those issues at the moment.
Yeah, and the problem with weaponizing any kind of virus is it's like a genie. You can't put it back in the bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and it's true there had been gain-of-function experiments happening with, say, the flu. This is something that scientists do. Look, the question around that is, Pat, that should be carefully controlled and regulated. Of course it should. We're all in favour of that, you know. But this idea that Fauci is somehow a criminal, is what they're saying, is absolutely out of order, really.
Now, you saw this week that Donald Trump has modified the instructions for childhood vaccinations, and it may not even be feasible what he's suggesting be done.
Yeah, that's another thing that happened this week. There's a lot of vaccine news in the week. This week's in the news, I guess. Yeah, what he wants is to split up the MMR vaccine. And as you may know, Pat, there's three vaccines in one there for measles, mumps and rubella. And he wants them split up. His executive order says split them up into three separate vaccines. Now, why would he do that? It's a mystery to us all. There's no reason to split them at all. The three combined are very safe. And he's announced this. People think it's political. It appeals to his base. The Republicans are inclined to be slightly more vaccine skeptics, so it makes sense there. Most importantly, but it can't be done. Let's put it that way. Or it would take years to split them up and test them all separately again. Merck, one of the big drug companies, have said this. Well, we could do that, but it would take us a few years of testing to split them up, you know. So they reckon it's partly political as to why he's announced this.
Now, the problem with it, it doesn't take too many vaccine skeptics to remove herd immunity. What percentage of the childhood cohort have to be vaccinated to give us the herd immunity?
That's the other side. It's bad timing, Pat. There's a measles epidemic kind of emerging in America at the moment because the vaccine hasn't. You need 95% coverage in children to provide this herd immunity. And that's mainly about not infecting other older people or people who are vulnerable, because obviously if the virus is about, there's a risk of older people who are vulnerable getting infected and becoming very sick. You know, you need 95%. It's now down to 92% in America. They no longer have herd immunity against measles. One calculation, about 286,000 children are now not protected against measles in America at the moment. And that's another scandal, because obviously this is a horrible disease, measles. It can cause deafness, brain damage, it can kill children, you know. So at the moment, this sort of hesitancy around measles seems to be getting more and more traction in the US.
I think RFK Jr. has been persuaded on the measles vaccine to suggest that parents vaccinate their children. But there's that whole thing about, I don't know whether you saw some of the stuff where he said children who were circumcised early might be subject to autism because they were given Tylenol to ease the pain
strange.
Of their circumcision. I mean, this is the kind
no
of...
No evidence.
Yeah.
No evidence is the problem. I mean, but the reason for this, we think, is that the risk of autism that Trump is obsessed about, remember, he seems to be obsessed about autism. And as you know, there was this stuff years ago about MMR, no evidence at all. What gets me, Pat, as well, by the way, this week in America, a study of 2.5 million children showed no link at all with autism with the MMR vaccine. So again, the announcement happening this week in America is especially peculiar, given the scientific evidence of absolutely no link with autism. But I reckon that's part of the motivation behind Trump here, is his obsession with autism. And of course, as we discussed before, the link with paracetamol, there was no evidence anyway for that either. So it's a very strange time at the moment where science is being disregarded, basically, and evidence is not being used then in a way that would help the debate along.
It seems that he goes along with the science that will develop hypersonic weaponry and more effective bombs, but anything that might actually help humankind, he seems to have a skepticism about science in that regard.
Yeah, well, it seems to be political. That's what you'd have to call it, wouldn't you? The Republican base are vaccine skeptics. He speaks to them, doesn't he? You know, he knows full well we can't split up the MMR vaccine at the moment. And yet he announces a big headline, and then that would support that notion of vaccine hesitancy. And the net result is less people go for vaccines, and then more people die and get sick is the overall outcome from this.
All right. Pessimistic times listening to all of that. Luke, thank you very much for joining us. Hope you enjoy the rest of the halls. That's Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.